We can clap. Welcome back to the Make Believes Pod with your hosts, Leslie and
Michelle.
Woo-hoo.
Hey.
Hi.
Heyo.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you always.
I know. I will say, I think that when I got here, because we're recording out of Koreatown, USA, California, ooh, Los Angeles. When I got here today, I feel like your energy was a little down.
Dude, my energy was like...
It was.
I told you. You're like, so how are you doing? I'm like, contemplating having a crisis. Yeah. Not sure.
But I think that it's good. I think you're...
Yeah.
I see that smile. Yeah. That smile's back.
No, totally. And
I hope it's me.
100%. 100%.
I'm just kidding.
Sometimes, and I forget where I read this or heard this, but it's like, sometimes when the focus is not on the things that are stressing us out, mm-hmm, and we're focusing on other things, the stress feels a bit lighter.
Sometimes, though, we gotta go into ourselves.
Sometimes we gotta just put on the backpack, jump in that well, and...
Speaking of which...
Heyo!
Today's topic, we are gonna be talking about being friends to our future selves. Being friends to our future selves. What does that mean, Michelle?
So the context, I think, here was... I remember this from this girl that I follow on TikTok, that she is a friendship coach. Or she's a coach, essentially, is what she does. And I think her specialty is, like, friendships and relationships. So she was saying this idea of, like, we often are not friends with our future self. Mm-hmm. So this idea of, like, this cultural thought of, like, oh, that's future Michelle's problem. That's Monday's issue. Or, like, I'll deal with it when I get there. Are often things that we just, you know, commonly say, which kind of suggests that we're not thinking about our future self. So that's what it means for me, is like really trying to be considerate of planning ahead or just finding ways to think about future Michelle instead of leaving all the issues for her.
Yeah. So right before the pod, I was mentioning to you, this is exactly how I've been feeling these since specific today. What day is it today? Wednesday? Since Monday. So 3 days prior. Before that, I think I had been in kind of like putting out present fires, not really thinking about what's going on in the future. But I started realizing after I put out those little fires, and they're not like fires that were going to ruin me specifically, but just kind of things that are like I have to take care of. And I'm like, you know what? If I had done a system prior to this, a lot of these little things would have been easier to deal with, or I could have managed them a little better, mm-hmm, or anything like that. So on Monday, I just really went into like, what can I do for myself today that's going to help me for next time? Mm. And so what I have been doing is like, I have an office, and like I just took out everything that I don't need anymore. I went through all the paperwork, and I actually kind of organized that little office how it would be functional for me, mm-hmm, because prior to that, I kind of would just pile stuff on, mm-hmm, wherever my little pile was, and I'm like, and then when I would have to look for something, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I know I left it in this pile, but where in the pile? So, you know, little things like that where I'm like, future self, my future me, is so thankful that I took those 2 days of like taking stuff out and whatever, even though one of those days was technically my day off, but now I don't have to worry about it on my day off, mm-hmm, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. This makes me think about meal prepping.
Yeah.
Like that's that example that comes to mind is that if we take a few hours out of our weekend or a day, that we prepare the meals and like have all these things that are nutritious and good for us, so that future Michelle can feel nourished and feel energized. And you know, when we just eat like junk food, we feel drained and exhausted, and it just kind of adds on to everything. Mm-hmm. It sounds so simple, but why is it so complicated? Like, that's what I think about. And then I also think about how, like, future Michelle is going to feel better. She's going to look better. She's going to do all of these things if she only were to, you know, today, future tense, take that time to prepare those meals.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because a lot of life philosophy and all of these, like, life coaches, they always say, live in the present.
Hmm.
Live in the present. Like, don't stress about the future, live in the present. But mm-hmm, then I think that you have to live in the future a little bit if you want to be friends with your future self.
Of course.
So I think it's like this kind of like paradoxical, be present in the moment, but also like kind of think of yourself in the future. And I think maybe that's where people struggle, mm-hmm. where I'm like, you know what? Presently, I'm super stressed. Why don't I just sit down and watch TV? Mm-hmm. Instead of being like, you know what? You know what would really help me, even though I'm kind of stressed right now, if I organize this portion of my life. And then, I don't know, in 2 weeks' time when I have more downtime, instead of thinking about that little thing, I actually have downtime.
Mm-hmm. You and I have been talking about this recently. And the word, for some reason, that came to mind for me was like self-soothing. And so what I think about, and you and I talk about, is how we rely on social media.
Yes.
And our phones or all these things to self-soothe. I feel stressed. And so, like, I'm going to take some rest time and I'm going to be on TikTok for the next 45 minutes.
I'm a full addict.
You've admitted it.
Yeah, I've admitted it.
We're here. We're free. We're, you know.
It's true. My name is Leslie and I'm addicted to TikTok.
But this is a thing. This is how we self-soothe. This is how we, the extreme way of saying it is like self-medicate. It's like instead of taking that time and doing something that you probably don't want to do, like reorganizing something that's going to make the life of future Leslie easier.
Yeah.
We say that task is too big. I'm just going to sit here and like rot for a little bit. Right. And so like I think about just how we self-soothe in the present. But really oftentimes like look away from that future self and finding ways that we can help future self.
So because of this, and like I said, 3 days ago, I was like, I need to turn this around. Mm. I've actually downloaded an app mm-hmm. that blocks my TikTok, my Instagram, my Pinterest from my phone. Mm. And then if I want to use it, I have to like do this little code and then I have to tell it how long I want to use the phone for, 15 minutes to an hour. I think you can do up to 2 hours, but the first time I tried it, I did it for an hour. And it's really actually really worked, because instead of being, I'm going to be like, this is crazy to say, but like I can easily spend 5 hours on TikTok.
A day.
Yeah. Throughout the day, I'm just like scrolling 30 minutes here, 30 mm-hmm. minutes here, an hour at night. Mm-hmm. It's so easy. So having an hour just between TikTok and Instagram. And then once you hit that hour, it completely blocks you out. And then you have to go through the whole process again. But it kind of stops me. Like, I'm like, I don't want to do this puzzle.
It makes it so hard.
Yeah. So I haven't unblocked it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, for instance, I used TikTok today because I wanted to find a reference for our podcast. And I had to do the whole loop. So I was like, this is like, I did it for this. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, oh my God. And I only put 10-minute use. So mm-hmm. I was just looking for what I was looking for. But I've really committed to this whole, like, getting, if I want to check Instagram, I'm checking it on my laptop. Mm-hmm. If I'm checking TikTok, I'm going to set the little thing to mm-hmm. whatever I want at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think about what you're sharing, because my mind, for some reason, kind of went to this idea of, like, what we do in the unconscious. Mm-hmm. So, like, we're waiting in line to return a package at the UPS or at the, you know, post office. What do you do when you're in the line?
I was totally on TikTok every time.
We check our phones, yeah. Right? We're, you know, whatever, like waiting for something or in those in-between moments. And then 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, 10 minutes there. And then, like you said, you could literally go on 4 or 5, who knows how many hours. Because this is, again, like, and the word that comes up for me is something we talk about recently in my house, which is just being intentional. Like, how can we be intentional with our time and, like, with what we want to do? And how social media or other things mm-hmm. distract us from doing that.
Can I tell you what else I've done that I haven't told you? Mm-hmm. I've turned my phone onto grayscale. I have no color on my phone.
Interesting.
Because I saw this study where you're more likely not to spend time on your phone if it's not bright and colorful. Mm. And so I just did it. And I did turn on the color because I was looking at some recipe. But then it's back to grayscale.
Interesting. I've never heard. I mean, that makes sense.
And it's true. It's kind of like lackluster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not as engaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my phone is on a grayscale now.
That's cool. Something to think about. The thing that I have been reflecting on is just this mantra, which I've told you about. This mantra of, for me, because this works for me, mm-hmm. for the most part, is to say create more than you consume. Mm-hmm. And like really just repeat that to myself, create more than you consume. And I think about that. Thankfully, I'm at the place right now where like I do catch myself when I've been scrolling for a little bit. And I do have like those timers. So after 45 minutes or whatever, it's like you've reached your limit.
I'm such an addict that I'm past that.
Yeah.
Like my thing says 40, like I'm like, oh, your time's done. I'm like, dismissed. I'm past. That's why I'm like on full on lockdown mode in my phone, because I personally have surpassed that. Like yeah. I am in trouble. Like I don't want to be like that either.
Yeah. But then that's good because you found these apps that work.
Yes. For you. They've worked for me so far.
Yeah. So coming back to this kind of point of like being friends with our future self.
Yeah.
This is something that when we talk about it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, great idea. When we stop talking about it, I'm like, future Michelle's problem.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. I want to be in this place where I really do want to be her friend. Like,
what do you think can help you?
Mm-hmm.
Like really.
Mm-hmm. I've been having a lot of these like similar conversations, and the two words again that come to mind for me is being intentional, and then being a person of integrity. So like when I say I'm gonna do something or not do something, I do it or I don't do it. And in the same way, like just trying to be really intentional.
How do you become intentional when your span of like, what is that word called? Oh my gosh, I'm having
attention span?
Your attention span.
Uh-huh.
Has become so like minimal that you don't even have time for the attention span. Like I wonder how you develop that. Yeah. Intentional, because everyone's like, be intentional. I'm like, I intentionally have tried to not be on TikTok, and yet I'm still on TikTok.
I think it looks different for everybody, right? So using the example of that you're sharing of the apps and stuff like that.
Yeah, that works for me because I'm far gone.
Well, it works for you because you've realized that other things that work for other people just don't work.
Yeah.
Like, I think that is perspective, right? It's not saying like, it is noticing that you've surpassed and blah, 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 blah.
It's accepting of where you are, I think.
Yes, yes. And so I was going to say to that point of accepting where you're at is like intentional, and then the word mindful comes to mind. So like you saying something like, I know that this is something I struggle with. Mm-hmm. I realize it. I'm coming to terms with it. So what am I going to do? Because I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the hard conversation that we have to have with ourselves at some point, is to say like, do I want to be this way? Do I want to keep living this life? Or do I want to do something different? Okay, something different, what do I need to do? You implemented the restrictions, the timers, and you're like, this isn't working. Okay, so now what else can I implement and see if that works?
Yeah, you're right, because there was a moment in time where I wanted to be that person who couldn't just put like the typical TikTok limit and be like, hey, you've reached your whatever hours, don't surpass it, but if you want to, just enter 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
And I wanted to believe that I could be that person to be like, okay, I'm great, I'm done for the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think I did it even unconsciously, just
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm.
you know, in my sleep, I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4.
So dreaming about it too.
Yeah. So no, yeah, you're right. I think a big step is accepting, even journaling where you really are in whatever you're trying to achieve, work, personal, yeah. Just really writing down like, okay, who really am I and who do I really want to be?
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's move away from like phones and social media, but like talking about work. If in work you feel like you're doing the same 5 tasks and you just can't get ahead, and it's like, why can't I, you know, reach these goals or whatever? It's about figuring out how to be, you know, a friend to that future self of like, do I actually have to do these 5 tasks? Is it part of my job description? Are there more creative ways that I can get them done? Or is some of these tasks just like menial tasks that I like to do, they're easy to do, and they take up a lot of my time? I don't know. These are questions I think that we have to ask ourselves to be friends with that future self.
For me also, I think baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, I did the phone thing first. Then I did the office thing. I didn't do my phone, then the office, then the kitchen. Then like, I didn't do everything in one day. I'm kind of going in segments. So it's more... not overwhelming, because like I do get these bouts about over productivity. Mm-hmm. I can't even say the word.
Mm-hmm.
But and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do everything, but then I burn out.
Mm.
So it's also finding that balance where I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this today. Even though I have way more energy for the rest, I'm going to take that other energy, like whatever remaining energy I have, to be present with myself. Mm-hmm. Then next thing you know, I'm like curling my hair. I'm doing whatever. That's what I did like the other night where I told you I was doing my whole office. And then I had like the night and I was like, what do I do with all this energy I have? And then I just ended up doing my hair, which is nice because it was like self-care kind of moment.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of not, it's a marathon. It's not a race. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm trying to remind myself.
Mm-hmm. Someone once said to me, you can do anything, but you can't do everything.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. You can do anything, but you can't do everything.
I feel that to my core.
And I often think about this.
Sometimes I try to do everything.
That's the thing. It's like we live in this, I don't know, world, mindset, generation. I don't know exactly fully what it is, but there's this space that we live in where it's like, I got to get all these 20 things done before 2 p.m. today. Mm-hmm. And it's like, says who? Says who? And how is that even feasible or possible that you're going to get them all done? And like, and what are you going to be at the end of this? It's like, are you going to be depleted completely? Are you going to feel re-energized? So I think about that and then remind myself, what are the most two or three things, the top two or three things that need to get done today? Everything else, secondary. But like, start there.
Yes, top two or three. I think when you told me that last week, and I'm like, you're so right. Why am I trying to do 10 things today? Top two or three, then two or three the next day, two or three the next day. Next thing you know, you have your whole list done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also, another thing I wanted to add is being a friend to your future self is also being kind to yourself. Mm-hmm. So let's say you didn't complete all your three tasks, but you completed two. Don't beat yourself up and be like, I'm a shitty person. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you didn't find the time or whatever happened. Things happen. And just start again the next day.
Yeah.
Because with you, you know, my sister friend, you know, soul partner, whatever you want to call it.
Cousin.
Cousin, sister.
Co-host.
Anyways, I know that you are a productive person. I know all these things, great qualities about you. Sometimes something doesn't go right. And I'm like, you know what? It's okay. She tried her best. Mm. We'll do it another day. Mm. And then I would also want to have that same grace for myself. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, okay, I was going to do this day. But try not to be... So it's kind of like, don't do that every day. But when you do falter, be like, you know what? It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, yeah. When I've shared this with like other people, the way that I phrase it is like, if you heard your best friend, if your best friend did something, what would you say to them? And it's likely that you would say, it's okay, don't worry about it. But if your friend heard you talking about yourself like that, like what would they say? Or like, if they heard that inner monologue, if someone heard your inner monologue, like, would they be okay with that? It's likely that they're not. They'd be like, you're amazing. What are you talking about? It happens.
You know, that makes me go into a different... This is completely off topic.
We're going left, folks.
Yeah, so what if you have, like, a bad friend who is so critical of you? Imagine how critical they are of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That person needs a lot of help. If you're that person, journal. Start there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because some people are bad friends.
I think you segue into something, though, that I was going to go to next, which was we talked about, you know, personal devices or meal prepping. We talked about work. And then I was actually going to go next into this idea of applying this to relationships. Mm-hmm. And it could be friendships, too, or romantic relationships. This idea of, like, something that for me is applicable to my life is, like, being friends with my future self in a relationship is from now... talking about what I'm comfortable with, what I'm not comfortable with, trying to speak my thoughts without being uncomfortable. Or like, but I'm sorry, let me try that again. Trying to express myself, even though I might feel uncomfortable now, so that in the future, this doesn't pile up and then I'm not being kind to future Michelle in these relationships.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I live by that.
Mm-hmm.
You know this, I would rather tell you to your face now than sit with anything and think about it later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I can't sit in it. And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sit in discomfort too long.
Yeah, or even like, this is a silly example, but like, I know someone, an old colleague of mine who used to say that her partner would always leave their socks on the stairs.
Okay.
anywhere that this person would, my friend would go, there would be dirty socks. And she's like, I just, you know, it's who he is, not a big deal. And I was like, if you know that this is bothering you, but you don't say anything, this is going to just keep piling up. And in the future, it's going to turn into a big argument if we don't address it now. So, like, why are we not being kind? By just simply saying, hey, like, when I see you do that, it makes me feel like you don't respect our space, or that, like, a magical fairy is going to come and pick it up. But in the end, it's probably going to have to be me. And I don't feel like that's very thoughtful, or whatever the case is. Like, but it's the same idea of, like, if we don't share these things now, future person, future Michelle, that's going to be her problem. And then it's probably going to, by that point in time, it will escalate, or it'll be, like, much deeper than that. Yeah. So addressing it, and that's hard. It's hard.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I think it, I think it applies to, like, in friendship, or
it is hard.
Of like, what do you think about that? About in a relationship, whether friendship or romantic,
being a friend to future self. This is a great question. So for me, in friendships, sometimes there's things that I want to say, but I don't think it's the right time to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wait. But these are things that don't bug me. It's kind of like the sock thing,
mm-hmm.
where it's kind of like, yeah, they're there, but I'll address it when it's, like, appropriate. And so I kind of steer in that direction. I don't even know where I'm going with this.
What you're saying is that this is something you need to think about a little bit more.
This is something that I have to think about. But basically, what I, bringing this back to being friends with this future self, it's figuring out what kind of friend you are and what kind of friend you want to have.
Mm.
Like, what can I give this person? Like, if this person wants me to live with them, or
mm-hmm.
be, like, for instance, let's say you have a roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And your roommate wants to have dinner with you every night. And you're just like, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't be that friend. And then that causes drama or something. I don't know. It's, I guess, I feel like I'm just going in circles at this point.
No, no. If I may, I want to just jump in and say that, you know, this is a topic that is still new to us.
Yes.
So Leslie and I have been talking about this because it really stood out to us.
I started on Monday.
It's Wednesday. Yeah, but of you practicing it.
Of
but,
me practicing
it. But right. We have heard about this for some time now.
Yeah.
We just really haven't. We talked about it at the beginning because I remember that we shared it with each other. And we're like, hey, like, what do you think about this? But I don't think that we fully have explored it. And as we're talking about it in present moment, the thought that I had was, I think that all of this thinking of future self starts with self. Like, I'm pointing here myself. So, yes. Like, whether it is social media, right? Whether it's, like, my own self and my own activities. From there, once I've reflected on that a little bit, then I have the capacity to think future self at work, future self in relationships, future self in whatever other worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Because first it needs to start, though, with, like, my immediate.
I 100% agree. Future self. What are you going to do something for yourself, for your future self this week?
What am I going to do for future self, for Michelle, future Michelle this week?
Mm-hmm.
Something I want, it's actually the coming back to the meal prepping. I think that I used to be really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Not even meal prepping, but just in my mind saying, okay, this week we're going to have A, B, and C. For example, this week we're going to have lasagna and chicken salad and
Monday,
soup.
Tuesday,
yeah. And then I buy the ingredients, and at least in my mind, mm-hmm. I've told myself, like, okay, what do I need to do today? That's right. Here's something that I'm actually doing that I'm practicing right now. The meal prepping is something I want to do this week,
mm-hmm.
or in the next few weeks. Something that I'm doing, something that I'm currently doing is, I said at the beginning of the year, I want to take better care of my skin.
Okay.
So I researched, and I think I talked about this in one of the episodes of, like, skin cycling and products and all this kind of stuff. But I have found that what has been helping me to actually do that was I wrote out on a piece of paper what I was going to put on in terms of my skincare routine every night.
Mm.
So, like, for skin cycling, you know, it's you exfoliate a certain amount of nights. Then you put on the active product, ingredient, retinol, retinoid, and then you give your skin a break and you just moisturize. Mm-hmm. So I thought this was cool, and I was like, okay, so how many days am I going to do that? So I sat down with myself at the beginning of the year and I said, I'm going to do 2 days of exfoliation, 3 days of retinol, and the remaining 2 days of moisturizer. So I wrote it out on a piece of paper. And I said, Monday, I'm going to do this. Tuesday, I'm going to do that. Wednesday. And I just wrote it down. And every night, I look at it. And it's like, it feels like I don't have that mental space of like, what do I have to do today? Because I already know what I'm going to do. And to be honest, since I've done it, I do it regularly, consistently. I have not stopped because I see it and I know what I'm going to do. So in the same way of meal prepping, it's the same thing. It's like when I see it visually, I'm like, I don't have to think about this. I know. And I'm more likely to prepare it. Sure, there's days where I'm like, I'm going to go out to eat or whatever. But I'm more likely to follow when I've already taken that intentional time to plan it out. Yeah. And be a friend to future self.
So cool.
What about you?
So I told you this morning, and this is what I'm going to do for my future self, is to figure out my new morning routine, where I think would be more effective for me, which honestly...
No, it's important.
It is important. It's good to build a good morning routine, but I'm changing it up. So it's such a small thing, but I think it really helps me in the long run because it's getting up, taking my dogs out, going back upstairs, having breakfast, and then taking them on a walk, because normally I would just take them on a walk from the beginning. Mm-hmm. But then I would have breakfast late or this other stuff would come up and like it kind of derailed my day. Mm-hmm. Where sometimes I'm like, shit, I didn't even have breakfast. And I do want to be a person who has breakfast. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to do, where I'm going to just change it up and see if that helps me.
Yeah, and taking better care of your body and, you know, doing all those things. And even the social media, that's something too. Like, you know that that's a distraction and something that sometimes has control over us.
Yes.
And so you're being proactive about finding ways to take care of future Leslie. So that she can feel productive, so that her body can feel great, so that she can have all the structure. So,
very cool.
We leave that with you all to consider of how to be friends with future self. Maybe you're listening to this and you're just like, am I even being her friend, his friend, their friend? Like, am I being this my future self's friend? Am I being kind to them? And maybe that's where that conversation starts.
Or am I being kind to myself?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we invite you to think about it. Be friend to your future self.
Mm-hmm.
Love yourself. You are so nice. So kind. You specifically. I'm looking at you. You.
Michelle.
I don't know these people.
I love it. Well, before we end our segment, why don't we do what we said? So we're trying to end every episode with a different segment. Yes. So this time we're doing the fun facts. Ooh.
You go first this time.
Okay. I don't know for why, for some reason, I was on this like bend on animals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So I have two.
Okay.
They're kind of related, but did you know that a group of flamingos is called flamboyance?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
A group of flamingos is called a flamboyance.
No, I didn't know that.
I thought that was fun.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know where the word fun originates from?
The word fun? No.
So the word fun comes from the Middle English word funen, which means to make fool out of someone.
Mm.
The word fun originally meant to cheat or trick and adopted to the current meaning of something amusing.
Mm. What was the original word? Fun?
Phone. F-O-N-N-E-N.
Phone. Okay.
Yeah, to make a fool of someone. Mm. That's what the first... But then it turned into something amusing.
Mm.
Okay. So, you know, fun. Make fun of someone. All funs.
All fun stuff. Okay.
Thank you for listening. We hope you gained a little nugget from it. I hope that this was helpful for someone out there. I know it's helpful for me to have these conversations with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you.
Yeah. Where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time.
All at the same time. Everyone's just trying their best. Just try your best.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Who cares what other people think? Just try your best.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly, my friends. Okay.
Another word of wisdom for people. 4 + 4 will always equal 5 if you do the math right. always.
We will explain that in another episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Make Believes podcast. Until next time.
Love you, Michelle.
Love you too.
Bye.